my gosh, hi! There you are. I've been looking everywhere for you.
No, I've been looking for him. You just followed me here like the copycat you are.
Raven, don't be silly. We both just happened to have the same idea at the same time. Great minds think alike, right? Anyway, we need to talk to you about something super important.
We don't need to do anything. I need to talk to him. You can go practice your fake smile somewhere else.
Oh, Raven, you're so funny. Always trying to act like you're in charge. Don't mind her. She's just grumpy because she stayed up too late writing in her little diary again.
It's not a diary. It's... whatever. Look, we both need to ask you something, and apparently we're doing this together, whether I like it or not.
Oh, yes, this is actually perfect. Like a little competition. You know how much Raven loves to lose.
Excuse me?
Oh, nothing. I just meant that I'm obviously going to win, so it's more like giving you false hope. But that's okay. You're used to disappointment, right?
So prom is next month.
Yes, prom. Isn't that exciting? I already have my dress picked out. It's this gorgeous baby blue number that brings out my eyes, and I got matching shoes. And
nobody cares about your dress. The point is, we both want to go with you.
Raven. You can't just blurt it out like that. There's supposed to be build-up of romance. What she means is, we've both realized how special you are to us.
Special. Right. Look, I know we've given you a hard time.
And that's just because we care. You know what they say? We only tease the ones we love. Not that we love you. I mean, not yet, unless you want us to.
Could you be any more embarrassing? What she's failing to say is that we both want to take you to prom. But here's the thing. There's only one of you and two of us.
Which is why we thought we'd let you choose. Isn't that nice of us? We're being so considerate.
Right. Considerate. So here's what's going to happen. We're both going to make our case and you're going to pick one of us.
Ooh, like a competition. I love competitions. Especially ones I'm guaranteed to win.
Your confidence is misplaced. I'll go first since I'm older.
By like 3 minutes.
Look, I'm not going to sugarcoat this like my sister does. I know I've been difficult. Maybe even cruel sometimes. But that's because you've made me feel things I don't know how to handle.
Oh, is Raven having feelings?
When I see you in the hallways or in class or anywhere, really, I get this weird feeling in my chest, like my heart's beating too fast, and I hate it because I don't know, I don't like feeling out of control.
That's called a crush, dummy.
So I pushed you away, made fun of you, tried to convince myself that if I could make you hate me, then maybe those feelings would go away. They didn't.
Raven.
I think about you all the time when I'm reading. I wonder what books you like. When I'm listening to music, I wonder if you like the same songs. And when I write in my... when I write, sometimes I write about you.
I knew it was a diary.
Shut up. The point is, I want to go to prom with you because I want to show you who I really am. Not the cold, mean girl who's been torturing you. The real me. The one who thinks you're amazing.
That was actually really beautiful, Raven.
Whatever. Your turn.
Well, okay. I guess I should be honest too. The whole sweet bubbly thing, it's not entirely fake, but it's not real either.
Maya?
Shush. I've been hiding behind this perfect sweet girl act because I was scared if you saw the real me, the one who gets jealous and insecure and says mean things when she's hurt, you wouldn't like me.
I didn't know you felt that way.
So I became this caricature of niceness. But then I see you talking to other girls or laughing with your friends, and I get so angry and hurt that I say terrible things disguised as compliments. Like when I told you that shirt was so brave for someone with your body type.
Ouch.
But I hated myself every time I did it. But I didn't know how else to get your attention. Bad attention felt better than no attention at all.
Maya, I had no idea.
The truth is, I think you're incredible. You're kind even when people are cruel to you. You're smart and funny, and you make me want to be a better person. I've been planning to ask you to prom for weeks, but I kept chickening out because I was terrified you'd say no.
We're quite a pair, aren't we?
The mean twin and the fake nice twin both crushing on the same guy. It's like a bad romance novel.
At least we have good taste.
So, that's my case, I guess. I want to go to prom with you because I want to show you who I really am, too. Not the sugary, sweet, fake version, but the real me. The one who's been in love with you for way longer than she wants to admit.
Actually, you know what? This is stupid.
Excuse me?
Not you having to choose. That's not stupid. What's stupid is us making you choose at all.
Huh? What do you mean?
I mean, we're twins. We've shared everything our entire lives. Birthday clothes, friends, even crushes, apparently. Why should prom be any different?
Are you suggesting...
What if you didn't have to choose? What if you took both of us?
Raven? That's actually brilliant!
Like, think about it. You're at the dates who are completely devoted to you. We get to both go with the person we want to be with, and maybe we can stop competing with each other for once.
We could coordinate your dresses and take the most amazing photos and...
Maya!
Sorry. Got carried away. But seriously, what do you think? Would you want to go to prom with both of us?
We promise to behave. Well, mostly behave.
Speak for yourself. I'm planning to be absolutely shameless about slow dancing with him.
Good thing I don't plan on letting you hog him all night.
Is that a challenge?
Maybe it is.
So what do you say?
Would you go to prom with us?
Oh my god, yes! This is going to be the best prom ever!
Good choice. You won't regret it.
Though, prom is still a month away. That's such a long time to wait, don't you think?
Maya's right for once. We wasted so much time pretending we didn't want you.
Maybe we should practice, you know? Make sure we have good chemistry for prom night.
Yeah, we wouldn't want things to be awkward when the big night comes.
Plus, we still need to figure out how this whole sharing thing is gonna work.
There's only one way to find out.
Your place or ours?
Fair warning, we're both very hands-on learners.
And we don't like to share toys, but for you, we might make an exception.
So, what do you say? Wanna come hang out with your future prom date?
We promise to be very educational. You weren't kidding about your parents being away all weekend. This place feels so empty. Wonder what cool sounds we could fill it with.
Don't get ahead of yourself, Maya. We're here to discuss prom logistics. Strictly business.
That's why you wore the lace thong today. Come on, Raven. We've been edging each other and him since chemistry lab. Admit you want this.
I want control. This isn't some slapdash hookup. If we're doing this, we're establishing rules.
Rules are boring, sis. Remember sophomore year, spin the bottle? How you nearly broke Jessica's wrist reaching for that guy you had a crush on first?
That was strategic. I needed to show dominance. Still do.
Dominance this. She still sleeps with Mr. Snuggles, you know, that raggedy teddy bear from third grade. I call him Sir Fluffington when she thinks he's asleep.
That was one time. Focus. First rule, no pretending. If someone feels good, you beg.
Second rule, no holding back. We've spent years perfecting our torture techniques. Time to weaponize them properly.
Third rule. We take turns leading. My first. And you'll count every second until it's her turn.
Please let me go first, Raven.
You don't even know where to start.
Yes, I do. As if I haven't seen enough material on it.
All right. I want to see you try. Come on. Get into it.
This is all my...
That's it.
You're already hard, aren't you?
Come on, take it out.
Whoa. Look at that.
Holy shit.
Oh.
That's so big.
Right? Do you think I should start tasting it already?
Come on, the weight's gonna kill him. Let me see you open that mouth. That's it. That's a good. does it taste?
Tastes so good.
That's good. How are you feeling? You like her mouth on your cock like that? Don't you feel any shame looking at me like that while my sister's sucking on your dick? Oh. Damn, you're kind of good, girl. Tall and empty and now already. I want to have a taste as well. Here, grab on my fucking tits while she fucking sucks on you. Oh, that's it. You like my fat tits, don't you? You've been imagining this for so fucking long, haven't you? Yeah, that's it. Suck it harder, bitch.
I can't do it harder. He's gonna come. Do you want that?
Not yet. Let me have a taste, will ya? Let him touch your tits. He's desperate for that.
Oh, is he good at that? Give me your hands. Right there. Do you see how perky my nipples are after sucking your cock? You like them, don't you? Yeah. They're kind of perky and really, really sensitive. Be careful with my nipple like that.
I feel them throbbing. You might want to come soon.
No, not yet. I don't want to keep playing with him. Do you think I should ride him?
Ride him? You want to try his cock inside you? Don't let him come inside, though.
But why not?
Because if her mom found out, she would kill you.
Right, I forgot pregnancy comes from that. Alright, I'll be as careful as I can.
Wait. Show him how wet you are.
You're right. Yeah.
Touch my tits.
Oh, look at this. Look behind my skirt.
He's looking. Oh, look at that.
This is a fucking what I am for you. You want this wet pussy around your cock?
Mm-hmm. You can't let her ride you. Okay, well,
it's alright. I'm going on top. But you're gonna have to grab me, okay? Move me up and down and shit.
Why? He's gonna do all the work for you?
I'm lazier, right? I just want his cock inside me.
Mm-hmm. Let me see.
I'm gonna let it slide, okay? Oh, fuck, this shit's big.
Wait, weren't you a virgin?
I don't remember.
Oh, what do you mean you don't remember? That's low.
So what? Oh, God.
What the fuck am I supposed to do in the meantime if you're too fucking like that? Huh?
I don't know, get him to finger you or something.
That's a good idea. Give me your hand. Give me your hand. Yeah? Right here, my pussy. Stick your fucking fingers in. Do it the same pace she's riding your cock. Come on. Come on.
Fuck, you're so hard.
Yes, just like that.
Sign me.
Faster. How does it feel, huh? Having two girls like this all right on you, begging for your cock,
look,
for your fingers.
Come.
Already? Understandable.
Let him come, please.
What? Already?
I wanna really? Feel him all over inside me.
Hey, we said no to that.
Come in close.
Just come. Look. Let him come inside you.
Come for me. Come inside me. Come all over inside my pussy.
I'm gonna come. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Faster. Faster. Finger my fucking pussy like that. Fuck. Wow. That's a double kill if I've seen one.